thoughts. He's a good brother, and I really appreciate him, so let's pay attention to what he has to say.
Well, first, I want to start with a word of prayer. Dear God, we come to you today, and Lord, we thank you for the good service this morning. We thank you for the choir practice. Thank you for helping Sister Vicky with her headache get through it, dear God. And Lord, we just pray that you help me with this message. Dear God, you see my nerves. Please just calm my nerves and help me to say only what you have me to say. Help me be a blessing to somebody, and I thank you for everything you do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All right. The title for my message for this evening is Be a Christian Even When No One Is Watching. The majority of the time, we see each other on Wednesdays and Sundays for church. We come in, some take their seats, some go to the choir, some prepare to sing a special or two, and then service starts. Everyone does their respective role in the service. We sing, we pray, we listen to the preacher. If we're feeling bold that day, we might even throw in an amen or hallelujah. We wait for service to be over, we have our chats, and then we're on our way out the door. Back to our homes to get our much-needed rest, because in our opinion, we have done a lot of work for God this week, and we deserve it. There's no need for me to read my Bible or pray during the week, because I did so much during the services that God will understand. We have heard numerous times through the Revelation study that in order for ones to lose their faith and let up on certain things, all they have to do is be inactive. Stop doing the things that once kept them in check and start focusing on what makes their flesh happy.
True.
This has always been a trick of the devil, and sadly has prevented many from doing what God has called them to do and led them to missing heaven. An example of this is over in Judges 16:16-18. It says, "And it came to pass, when she pressed him daily with her words and urged him, so that his soul was vexed unto death, that he told her all his heart and said unto her, There hath not come a razor upon mine head, for I have been a Nazarite unto God from my mother's womb. If I be shaven, then my strength will go from me, and I shall become weak and be like any other men." And when Delilah saw that he had told her all his heart, she sent and called for the lords of the Philistines, saying, "Come up this once, for he hath showed me all his heart." Then the lords of the Philistines came up unto her and brought money in their hand. Samson let down his guard, and it caused him to lose his gift from God. We must always be doing God's will, because we are sometimes the only chance that someone has to come to Christ. People in this world don't just judge you when you're in the middle of church service. People are always watching, observing you, seeing how you react to a certain situation, or how you treat a specific person. Most of us have unsaved loved ones that we'd like to see saved, and the best way to get them on track is to be an example for them. So I learned this lesson the hard way recently, is when my family stopped coming to church, and it left me with a big decision to make. I either could continue to live the way I know I'm supposed to, or I could go off and do what I wanted to do. And thankfully, I made the right decision and I kept coming, but through it all, it taught me the importance of sharing your light. You never know what kind of an impact you're going to have on those around you. Here recently, I've had quite a few people come up to me and tell me that I've been doing an amazing job during the serving of the Lord and still coming to church. And I don't say all this to raise myself up, but I just want to say how much of a surprise it was that through this big trial, how many people were still watching me,
right,
and how much
amen.
Of a blessing I was being to them.
Yes.
People that you think, oh, I don't even know who this person is. Why are they even talking to me? But then they just come up and say, thank you, you're still serving the Lord, you're still coming, it's a blessing to see you. And it really means a lot.
Right, right.
And I never knew just by me coming to church, it would be a blessing to so many. I say all this again, not to raise myself up, but to show that you never know who is watching you or who is depending on you to keep living right. You may not see an impact at the current moment, but God's plan is perfect. God is always going to put you in a position to benefit his work, and he will never fail you. Many times, we are in a large group or part of a crowd, and we would rather blend in. Maybe if I just act like everybody else and play along, then no one will ask me questions about God, and I won't have to worry about the stress of answering them incorrectly. This is the exact opposite of what God wanted us to do, and he didn't call us to blend into the world and fit in until the day we die. In Deuteronomy 14:2, it says, "For thou art a holy people unto the Lord thy God, and the Lord hath chosen thee to be a particular people unto himself above all the nations that are upon the earth." We are to be set apart from the world and to be the example for others. If we hide the gifts that God has given us, then we will be just like the fool that buried his talents over in Matthew 25. And then I'm going to go ahead and read the whole parable, because I know you guys want to listen to this. I can see the smile on your guys' faces right now. All right. So Matthew 25:14-30 says, "For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants and delivered them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1. To every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same, and made them another 5 talents. And likewise, he that had received 2, he also gained another 2. But he that had received 1 went and digged in the earth, and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them. And so he that received 5 talents came and brought another 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. His Lord said unto him, Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. He also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents beside them. His Lord said unto him, Well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Then he which had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art a hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid, and went and hid my talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast that is thine. His Lord answered and said unto him, Thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sowed not, and gather where I not strawed. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received mine own with usury. Take therefore the talent from him, and give it unto him which hath 10 talents. For unto every one that hath it shall be given, and he shall have abundance, but from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. So we are all called to share what God has given to us, and it does no good to only share the blessings in the church. Right. Many people may never read the Bible, but they will read you.
Right.
We must always be living the full knowledge that we are given, so that those around us can have the best chance to experience God for themselves.
Right.
And that's all I have.
Very good.
Amen.
Good thoughts.
Thank you,
brother.
Well, very good thoughts from Brother Colton. Speaking about how we need to let our light shine because our lives are some of the only Bibles some will ever read.
Right.
So, very important to be careful. I know sometimes, you know, life, things can happen, but we need to watch ourselves to make sure we are good examples to those around us. So,
that's true.
Very good thoughts, Brother Colton, and I appreciate his example. And yes. Like he said, I think he's really been proving himself.
Great.
So.
Amen.